Welcome back to American Soundways. Elliott Smith moved to Portland with his family in his early teens. It was about this time when he began writing and recording his music. Some of Elliott's most important musical influences were Bob Dylan, Elvis Costello, and his biggest influence, the Beatles, which clearly permeated much of his music. After graduating from Amherst College, he returned to Portland and formed a band called Heat Miser, a grunge rock band that ended up signing a deal with Virgin Records. Heat Miser disbanded, and Elliott worked odd jobs in the Portland area while recording solo acoustic stuff on his own. By now, Elliott had been struggling with various addictions and depression, with references to both very apparent in his lyrics. He released Elliott Smith in 1995 and Either Or in 1997, both to favorable reviews. It was in 1997 that director and fellow Portlander Gus Van Sant asked Elliott to be on the soundtrack to his new movie, Good Will Hunting. The film was a success, and so was Miss Misery, the song that Elliott recorded for the film. The next year, he signed a deal with DreamWorks Records, much to the ire of his longtime fans, and he released the album XO, and then in 2000 released Figure 8, both of which sold well. By now, heroin and alcohol were taking control of Elliott and causing alarm and concern among his friends, his family, and his fans. Elliott was receiving treatment and by all accounts had cleaned up his act, and word was spreading that he was getting better. Then on August 21, 2003, word quickly spread that Elliott Smith was dead. Early indications were that he died of a single, self-inflicted stab wound to the chest after a fight with his girlfriend. Sunshine, been keeping me up for days. There is no night time, it's only a passing phase, and I feel pretty. Elliott was a gentle giant in the music world. Although Elliott never claimed it as a metaphor, it seems hardly coincidental that on his arm he had a tattoo of Ferdinand, the bull who preferred smelling flowers to fighting. He was a brilliant and beautiful artist whose music and soul still resonates in the Portland music community. A number of musicians have recorded tribute songs to honor him, including Rhett Miller, Pearl Jam, Dan Byrne, and Ben Folds, whose song Late we heard at the beginning of the show. UHF, the Helio Sequence, the High Violets, the Minders, Quasi, Durango Park, the Thermals, Norfolk and Western, the Epoxies, Amelia, Scott Fisher, Kind of Like Spitting, Richmond Fontaine, and the list goes on and on of talented up-and-coming artists in the Portland area. You owe it to yourself to take some time and listen to some of these bands, many of which we have links to from our website. One of the bands that really stood out to me, partly because they just made me smile amid a lot of angst, is a band called Parks and Recreation. Like a blast from the 70s, Parks and Recreation delivers an odd and enjoyable mix of tunes, including this song called Maybe the Moon Knows Something.
So you looked at the moon from your room one night, and you noticed it breaking up. Maybe the moon knows something, up in its orbit crumbling. So you pick up the phone and you call her up. What do you find when she answers the line but a guilty stammering? She says it's over this time. So much for the solar system. Saturn casts away its rings. Neptune stands himself upright. And Jupiter pokes out his red eye. He can sympathize. Cause breaking up feels like crumbling skies. Now you're alone in the clubs of your home from 6 p.m. till 2. Another bar, another bad time. Then Venus and Mars align. You're looking at her, she's looking. Like a glass of pipe, she goes to your head. Maybe the moon knows something. Up in its orbit mumbling. And before it was born, this relationship's dead. Venus puts her clothes back on. And Mercury dives into the sun. Just like anyone. Cliff. And as if you sprouted wings, you dive out into the evening. But instead of falling, your body lifts. The next thing you know, your whole body's aglow as the world falls away. Like a teenage space station, you take your place among the constellations. Now you're taking a sip from the Milky Way.
We're speaking with Michael Johnson of the band Parks and Recreation. Welcome to American Soundways, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me, Trip.
You bet. Well, I noticed when I was listening to a lot of the bands in the Portland area, a lot of the local band songwriting seems to come in from a bit of a somber place. But you guys, you know, seem to have created a sound that's almost over the top happy. Was that intentional?
Yes, it was. We used to be a different kind of band. I was a singer-songwriter, so I was writing songs that were really introspective and, you know, kind of about me. And I started listening to different kinds of music, and I started getting kind of tired of the very morose kind of sound. Not that I don't think other people do it well or that I don't appreciate it, you know, listening to it, but playing it, I wasn't inspired to do it anymore. I was getting kind of bored, you know. I was listening to bands like the Polyphonic Spree and Belle and Sebastian and bands that had just, and the Zombies, bands that had really catchy melodies and were really simple. So I went back to my record collection and I thought about all of the, you know, what were the qualities of the bands that I have always liked. And I've always liked bands like the Beatles and Elvis Costello and bands and Beck, you know, bands that have different personalities on every song or every album, you know what I mean? And there's always, at the core of their sound, was always just solid songwriting and good melodies, you know? And so that became our focus. And I was like, I want to do this kind of music.
Well, it's interesting in a young emerging music scene where it's almost cool to be pissed off. I'm interested, you know, to hear the reaction to your music.
In general, we get positive responses. I think a lot of people share our sentiment about grumbly music. We're saying that the kind of music that we're doing is this kind of music where, you know, there's rhyme in it, there's orchestration and melody and different way to get angry. You know, you can get angry by turning up your amp and distorting, you know, which a lot of people do. That's always the first choice. Or you can get angry by, like, you know, making a nice, you know, making the sun come out for 3 minutes.
Hey, this is your life. Loosen your tie. Don't just stand breaking the sun.
On the more eclectic side of music, bands like Klezmocracy, a self-described blend of Afro-Hebrew musical stew seasoned with Latin, jazz, cabaret, and rock. The March 4th Marching Band, a Fellini-esque mix of Mardi Gras mayhem, Afrobeat, Mexican hustle, sultry samba, big band, and gypsy folk. Pepe and the Bottle Blondes, a Latin swing mix between Desi Arnaz and Andy Kaufman. And of course, Pink Martini, the Cuban jazz dance orchestra that made a splash with its wildly popular debut release, Sympathique, are all from the very rich Portland music scene. Colin Malloy is the lead singer and songwriter of the Portland band The Decemberists, who take a page from the theatric playbook of their predecessors from four decades earlier, the Raiders. The Decemberists are a smart, clever, fun indie band whose music brims with world history and reflections on life. Malloy started playing guitar in the seventh grade and cites as influences bands such as Camper Van Beethoven, XTC, and Husker Du, as well as those of his parents, like Fleetwood Mac and the Marshall Tucker Band.
On the way down to destruction.
Another band whose music is being heard and enjoyed well beyond the clearing is DeLorean. It's hard to imagine a band who looks to Bread, America, and Seals and Crofts for some of its inspirations to be such a stunning success with critics today. But Al James and Jay Clark, who met over breakfast in Silverton, Oregon, are making records that are filled with 70s country rock warmth. Al James covers topics about God, love, and heartbreak with the deft and sensitivity of a seasoned folker. Let's listen to The Search from their release Violence in the Snowy Fields on American Soundways.
Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where they refine gold. Iron is taken. Taken from the ground. So where here is the place of understanding, and where can wisdom be found?
150 years ago, little did Portland's founders know that the beautiful land they stumbled on would be as rich in music as it was in its beauty. It's no wonder that much of today's emerging talent has chosen to take place in an area as fertile as the Pacific Northwest. I want to thank the folks from Portland who helped us out, especially Jay Horton at the Willamette Week, Alex at CD Baby, Anne LaValle at the Beaverton Library, local artist M. Ward, Michael Johnson from the band Parks and Recreation, and Kelly Joe Phelps. I'd like to thank the show's producer, Pete Notarangelo, and our good friend Henry Simons. American Soundways is produced at the Right Track Studios in Pittsburgh. For more information on American Soundways or any of the artists featured in today's show, visit www.americansoundways.com. Until next time, I'm Trip Clark for American Soundways. Thanks for caring about what you hear.
Well, Portland.